Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our morning devotional. We are continuing in our Lent devotional series, and I'll be reading for us Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 28 today. Matthew 16, 24 to 28. Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life would lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Amen. The first piece of furniture I ever bought was a floor lamp for my college dorm. It was the classic cheap floor lamp, you know, the one with the black stand and the white half dome shade facing up. I found one listed on Facebook Marketplace, and being that the common area for our dorm was a little dim for our liking, this was the perfect solution. And the kicker was that it was only $10. For a group of college boys living on financial aid, this basic floor lamp was a dream come true. The only problem was that the listing was pickup only, and the seller lived by the Boston Common. Now, a sensible person would probably have asked a car-owning friend for a favor, or worst case, just called an Uber, but I'm not always known for being a sensible person. I decided that the best course of action would be to pick up this floor lamp and walk from the common all the way back to Northeastern University, about a 40-minute walk. And so I did just that. I get to the seller's home, I pay for the lamp, and I hoist it up to start my journey back. And let me tell you, it was not long before I was struggling. That lamp was so deceptively tall and unwieldy that it took all my focus and all my strength to hold it up and maneuver it around pedestrians and take it with me on my walk back. You know, for those 40 minutes, all I could think about and all I could keep my attention on was that floor lamp. Picking up that lamp and walking back took everything from me. In today's passage, we see Jesus tell his disciples a very important and characterizing command, that if they wanted to come after him, they would have to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow Jesus. This may be a familiar command to us today, but if we were to follow it, we need to remember just how radical Jesus's call to us is. Just how extreme an experience it is to truly pick up one's cross. It's really interesting to consider that while Jesus is speaking metaphorically here, he intentionally chooses the image of the cross to portray to his disciples. After all, only he knew that he was destined in just a few days to literally carry a cross on his back through Jerusalem to Golgotha to be crucified. And if you think to the writer's accounts of Jesus' cross and the trek he would have had to endure as he dragged it through the streets, you get quite the striking image of what picking up your cross might look like. You know, Jesus didn't stroll through Jerusalem. He didn't just grimace a bit and break a sweat. This was likely the hardest, most grueling physical labor he had had to experience on earth up to that point. Already beaten and bloodied, he would have had to use every ounce of his energy and his willpower to take the next step and the next step. And we saw that Jesus strained and struggled all the way up to his last reserve of strength. Jesus knew what awaited him at the end of his travels with the disciples. And so when he tells his disciples to pick up their cross, he's describing to them a complete denying of themselves. It's counter to the sometimes lighthearted approach we might find ourselves taking when it comes to discipleship. Now, Jesus is saying, if you want to follow me, be ready to suffer. Be ready to throw away everything. Imagine passing out that message along with a granola bar, right? You know, Jesus gives us an ultimatum through this command. If we want to follow him, we have to be all in. We have to deny ourselves. We can't be concerned with preserving the life that we're familiar with. To be a disciple is to say, I could be offered the whole world and I'd turn it away. I'd deny it because my soul is found in Jesus Christ. Oftentimes, I catch myself trying to water this message down. I trick myself into thinking that I could follow Jesus and still serve myself, still live life in control. Jesus can be captain over my life, but maybe I can be junior captain. Jesus can guide all my steps as long as I decide my future. Jesus can be my one desire as long as I don't have to give up this thing. Jesus can be the solid rock on which I stand, but he can wait till later. I forget that there's no all of the above option when it comes to choosing between Christ and the world. I can't pick up my cross and pick up something else too. I can't deny myself and save my life at the same time. I think the call to pick up our cross should frighten us because it's a tall order. If you truly believe that Christ is your salvation and you acknowledge the grace that he poured out to you, then you have a big choice to make. You can either allow him to change everything in your life, every part of it, or you can decide to go your own way. There's no half and half. But the catch is, when we count the cost and we give ourselves completely over to Jesus, when we decide that the surpassing worth of knowing Christ far exceeds every seemingly good thing in this world, there is true life waiting for us. There is an abundant life full of wonder and fulfillment and joy that comes out of following him. And if we only knew just how good it was, we would see that taking up our cross is but a small price to pay. The reality is that this is a lifelong process. I wish it were as simple as making the decision to deny ourselves just one time, and Jesus takes it from there. But we need to recommit to this discipleship at every opportunity, because the human mind is prone to seeking comfort. We want to take breaks. We want to see what the other choices are before we get back to the grind. But brothers and sisters, do your best this morning to pick up your cross. Do your best to proclaim that Jesus is King over our lives through every action you take and every decision that you make. You choose to be a good neighbor even when it means swallowing your pride or showing grace to those who don't deserve it. Choose to sacrifice the luxuries around you despite the world's insistence that you deserve it. Choose to follow him and to better understand the heart of the Father for you and for your world. Now let's take some time to pray. Heavenly Father, we ask for your help. Help us to pick up our cross. Help us to deny ourselves. Lord, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world but to lose their soul? And Lord, we proclaim that although the world is enticing, although success and pleasure acceptance, affirmation, all these things are so tempting. Help us to turn away from those things for the sake of knowing you. Would you save our souls, God? Would your spirit move in our life? And would you help us to make these decisions, to think these thoughts, to take these actions for your name? I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.